Hey everybody, welcome to the Vet Tech Tap Room. This is our spin-off series from the Vet Tech Cafe. These episodes are live and uncut, discussing hot topics in our field, or talking about previous episodes amongst ourselves, and always highlight something positive happening in our profession. These episodes will be published as regular podcast episodes and will also be available on our YouTube channel as well. So get yourself a beer or a potato water and find us live on Instagram and join the discussion. Now if you'll excuse us, those are our beers the bartender is pouring.
Hope everybody's doing well. Dave, I got me a good summer beer.
I'm venturing into IPAs again. It's something that I haven't really enjoyed for the last, gosh, I don't know, 5-10 years or so. But actually, Heather Sidari gave me a New England IPA that her husband did the artwork for, and it kind of reinvigorated me into saying, hey, maybe I should give these a try again, because I'm actually really liking these.
That's amazing. I mean, you know, cheers, buddy. This podcast was born over the consumption of a New England.
Probably too many beers, yeah.
Probably too many, yeah. But anyway, we've kind of wanted to get together to do this, to kind of talk about Rita having taken over our Instagram Live, which she did, let's see, what's today, Saturday, so Thursday, which was awesome.
Yeah, it was amazing.
We seem to have gotten a lot of messages, people, you know, and I mean, a few people asked questions, but we just got a lot of likes, a lot of claps, a lot of, you know, just support, really. Which was great to see. Not that I thought it would be any different, because we have incredible followers.
Yeah, we do.
But it was great to see that, you know, some people followed along and were paying attention to what she was saying, what she was posting. So that was really cool.
Yeah, and I mean, you and I, we were saying we both learned a lot. So there's a lot that she was posting that was great. Thank you, Rita, for doing that. That was just amazing. Just amazing.
Absolutely. And I mean, I would love, Rita, I don't know if you're going to see this, but I would love for you to do this again sometime.
Yeah.
Because it was awesome. And we'll talk more about that in a minute, but I don't know what kind of stuck out for you as we,
well, we were both talking. We know that I am not Instagram savvy. So, I screenshotted pretty much everything just so I could keep track of everything. Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Like how do we, like, I don't know how to go back and say, oh, I want to see what she said.
Well, she did post a couple of things actually to our account. Like,
yeah.
Regular posts, and then most of the stories are gone after 24 hours.
Well, I saved them all, so they're all there if you guys want to see them. But the thing that you and I were speaking that we were really taken aback by was the 9 things allies do to say.
Yeah.
9 things allies do and say that harm Black people, which I was reading through this list, and I'm like, I do a lot of these things, and not intentionally. I feel like I'm in the effort of trying to learn and trying to be better. I realize that I'm doing things wrong,
right.
Which, you know, is the big thing here, is that we're trying to educate ourselves and trying to get better about stuff. So, you know, self-appointing themselves as ally. I don't really know that I've self-appointed myself as an ally. I'm trying to do my best, but I'm not really labeling myself as such, I guess. So I guess that's maybe one thing that I'm not doing.
I feel like for me, I mean, this was number one on the list. And I was like, I'm dead. Like I want to be an ally, and I probably have referred to myself as an ally. And the reality is I really haven't done much. And that was just a huge learning experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
All those things that it's, you know, actions speak louder than words. And, you know, it, again, it's not me or anybody else calling myself an ally. It's what I actually do out in the real world that matters, as with, you know, so many other things, but to see it, you know, in just plain English and plain black and white was like, yeah, I need.
Well, and just thinking about the stuff that we're doing, like I'm questioning, like when we're posting our 846 challenges, is that something we shouldn't be doing? Are we, I mean, I'm only trying to post things in that realm.
Yeah.
When I'm talking about things that, hey, this is something I learned that I think other people should learn as well. I'm not trying to post things like that to say, hey, look at me. I'm doing my job. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do.
I feel like you're getting out of a good place.
I do try to limit what I'm posting when I'm posting about that stuff, just because I don't want it to come off as looking like, hey, look at me. I'm doing the right thing, and I'm being a good person. That's not really the whole reason for doing any of this stuff.
Right.
What else? Asking Black people for emotional labor. And as I was reading through this, you know, emotional labor is basically asking Black people to educate us. And as I was reading through this, I was like, well, crap, is this exactly what we asked Rita to do for us? Like,
I had the same thought. I'll touch on that a little bit later, because I had a thought that kind of like, not corrected myself, but like steered myself in another direction. Like, actually, no, I feel like this was a good thing.
Yeah.
Especially with what she did and what she posted and what she talked about. Like, yeah.
Yeah. What else is there? Othering black people. I don't really remember what that meant. Do you remember what that meant?
I don't. But the finished thought is othering black people in a condescending way.
Right, right.
Questioning if something is racist, you know, sending us anti-racist resources. So there's a few that we're kind of like, maybe almost looking for approval, or looking for...
Right, yeah. Looking for validation for what we're doing.
Information, yeah, absolutely. Centering themselves in the conversation, avoiding payment to black people for their labor, which...
But I think that when it says avoiding payment to black people for their labor, I looked at that and I'm like, is that something that people... But it's more that emotional labor of asking them to educate us and asking them to steer us in the right direction without actually... acknowledging it. And yeah. Payment's probably not the right word for it, but yeah.
And then the last one, much for me, like self-appointing yourself as an ally, showing up only when it's, certainly since end of May and George Floyd, I feel like more people than I've ever seen in my lifetime are on board. And the sad reality is that I don't necessarily want to say that support is waning, but that vocal support.
Yeah.
And I don't want to see that. I want to see that, you know, people aren't just showing up when it's convenient or when it's a fad or when it's cool to do so, that like this is going to continue. And, you know, it's going to take everybody. And Rita kind of posted a couple of things, a couple of experiences that she had in the veterinary clinic setting.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think was really important because, I mean, that's largely what our listeners are, and
right.
It's something that actually does exist in the confines of a clinic.
Yeah.
And, yeah. You know, to call that out or say like this clinic and you know, for management, for staff, or for whoever to say, like, to let your people say, we don't tolerate that here.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
It's hard. And I think about it all the time now of, is this going on in my hospital? Is this going on around me? And wanting to do something about it if I do see it. It's just, sometimes the subtle signs of racism are so hard to pick up on. And waiting for somebody to point that out and say, hey, that's probably not okay. And then by the time I realize it and by the time I have time to act on it, the moment's passed and I feel bad for not recognizing it. I feel bad for not seeing it.
I just want to say a quick hello to Casey, neurovet nurse, who just joined.
Hello.
So yeah, it just, you know, again, I think, you know, I don't want to say that you and I did this for our education or for anybody else's education, but more, you know, to give Rita, who I've never met, but, you know, looking at her page, posts really great resources, really great information, and I just thought it would be really great for anybody that follows us to see, you know. And then she took it upon herself to do, you know, those stories and kind of like almost like a self interview.
Yeah.
We didn't ask for that. We didn't you know, we didn't say like, hey, do this. She did that on her own. And man, it was just eye opening. And like, man, wherever you're listening from, just like open your heart, open your mind, and just listen. And yeah, for me, like it was really heavy, but it was, man.
Yeah, it was, I mean, she texted me that morning. She's like, so what exactly do you want me to post? Like, what do you want me to put? And I was like, whatever you want, whatever, just open stream of consciousness.
Yeah.
Tell us what's going on.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that was, I mean, Rita, thank you so much for doing this.
Well,
that was,
I happened to see this, you know, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. I think, you know, like I said, we got a lot of great messages, a lot of great support. And, you know, if in the future, if you'd be interested in doing that again, I mean, we would love to continue to be a voice and be a microphone for you to continue to put this out there and speak your truth and keep letting people hear.
Yeah.
Definitely something that we need to do. You know, Dave, I messaged you this the other day, and kind of along those lines, Molly and I were driving around the other day. I should say, because since I'm saying I was driving around, and anybody that follows my personal account saw I was out on the boat today, so I feel like I should say this. I had a negative coronavirus
test. Oh, good. Yes, awesome.
Negative. Thursday, Molly and I were both.
I was going to ask you, since you were imbibing in the better beverages.
Molly's actually back at work today. Today is our 1 year wedding anniversary.
Yes, happy anniversary, buddy.
Thank you very much. So yes, if anybody also saw that and wondering why I'm doing this, because my wife is back to work today, so I'm getting this in before she comes home. But
yeah.
We were driving around the other day, actually, after we had our negative test, we were like, let's go pick up some beer. So we went to a brewery and just did pick up. We didn't have a beer, but she's reading a book, and she read me this passage. And this book is from a Christian woman who basically writes about bucking all of the fundamental male-dominated truths of the Christian church. It's fascinating. Just the stuff she was reading was mind-blowing. But anyway, she read me this passage, and it was to the effect, I'm kind of paraphrasing here, is to say, we don't need a voice for the voiceless. There's no such thing in 2020 as voiceless anymore. I mean, certainly there are children and, you know, a couple others, but really almost anybody has a voice anymore. The question is who has the microphone? And that struck me, because Dave, you and I are doing this podcast, and albeit a small following, we have microphones.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. You know, literally, we have a microphone.
Molly, right then and there, I was like, I feel like that is what our whole point of having Rita do that takeover on Thursday was, giving her our microphone, sharing our microphone with anybody that might hear it, that might not hear the information from her personal account. And it just really resonated with me. I know we don't have a huge following. It's growing more than I ever thought it would, but
yeah,
I really did appreciate the ability to share our microphone.
Yeah, because I mean, that's a huge thing. We have, like you said, we've got a relatively small following, but how many people do they encounter? Like all of our followers, they probably encounter more people than we encounter. So, you know, it's kind of that exponential growth and expansion of that.
Absolutely, and you know, anybody that hears our message likely is a veterinary technician or a veterinary nurse,
yeah,
which is what Rita is.
Yeah.
And, you know, she shared a couple of experiences in clinic. She shared some very personal experiences that I think a lot of people needed to hear. And man, I think that's something I was thinking that we should continue to do. And I mentioned, I texted this to you that, you know, I think one example that's a really good example, and maybe she'll see this because they do a lot of Instagramming, but our previous guest, Amber LaRocque, at Vet Tech and Travel on Instagram, is going back out on the road. I think end of next month, she's going down to Ecuador to live and get back to volunteering and doing all those things. Like, I would love for her to take over our account.
Yeah.
And post what it is that she's doing, you know, high volume spay and neuter in a third world or developing country, and show other veterinary technicians around the world, like, hey, this is what I'm doing. And like, let other people or future guests, you know, especially those that, you know, are interested or social media inclined, to say like, hey, I have the Vet Tech account or Vet Tech Cafe account for the day. This is what I do. Come to work with me for the day.
Almost like an extension of the episode.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know that anybody will want to take advantage of that. I think we're gonna. I mean, I plan to offer it to any guest, you know, from here on out. They want to, great. If not, you know, completely understand. But again, like, what an even better way to just show the field, our profession, like what people are doing. You know, what their daily lives look like doing this thing or that thing. And especially, like, we do have people that are, you know, vet tech students, about going to vet tech school, and, you know, people that are quote unquote younger in the profession or newer in the profession, like, I don't know what I want to do. And like, what a great way to see, you know, what goes on in different
right.
areas. And so, you know, we don't have anything necessarily in the works to do that at this point, but I think it's
something. No, it's just an idea we had. I mean, you came up with this afternoon or this morning to do that. So,
but you know, I just thought like that'd be a really cool thing for people to see and for people to do. So, you know, hopefully we'll be able to do that from time to time. And if that is,
yeah, I mean, anything that keeps me from having to use Instagram is a good yes. thing.
Yes. Because I mean, it worked really well with Rita. It was really easy.
Yeah.
And you know, again, just an idea to kind of, you know, show what other people are doing in the profession and continue to be a microphone, let people put out there what it is that they're doing. And so hopefully, you know, if you're listening or if you see this or you're following along, I see Eddie G. DeFrenchy joined. Hello to you. You know, like keep an eye out for that. And we'll certainly advertise it if somebody wants to take us up on it. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
I think so too. And I think, you know, more than just social issues, but like you said, just dealing with,
right.
Like we talked about with Amber, just having her, like, I would be fascinated to watch her journey from America to Ecuador, you know, just thinking about everything she's going to have to go through, yeah. like going through customs, going through
yeah.
flying in the yeah. middle of COVID, yeah. going to another country, you know, just getting through all that, I think is going to be amazing.
And I should also say, Amber, if you happen to see this, I haven't broached this subject with you.
Yeah.
You are in no way required to do this.
No, this is just us spitballing.
As big of a presence as you have on Instagram, maybe you would be interested, and I will PM you about it tonight.
Yeah. Well, is she going to have time to do ours? She's probably going to be doing everything on hers.
Everything she's going to do on hers. And while we're on the subject, I would also point people to their new podcast. Her and Lou, the traveling vet nurse,
yep.
started their own podcast. The name escapes me.
That's
Vet Med and Travel.
We'll put it in the show notes.
And Amber, if you happen to join, please tell us the name, and I will gladly re-say it because I know that. But they started a great new podcast about volunteering in vet med around the world and all the different ways to do that. So definitely recommend checking it out if you're interested.
Yeah.
But some other cool stuff with the Vet Tech Cafe. What's up? What else is going on?
Well, we've kind of been talking about this. We're coming up on a year of the inception of this. So yeah. is it September 7th?
Yeah, I think so.
I think is Memorial Day this year. So it's a Monday night. We were talking about having a big Zoom call and having past guests, listeners
yeah.
kind of coming in and saying hi, and not necessarily something to upload as an episode, but just something to have like a,
because
I mean, IVEX this year is going to be so weird
yeah.
because I mean, yeah, I go for the great content. I go for the CE, but a good 50% of the reason that I go to IVEX is to see all those people that I haven't seen in a year. And I am really going to miss not seeing everybody. That's, I mean, as big of an introvert as I am, I'm really going to miss that interaction with all the people that we usually see.
Yeah. And we had talked about doing, you know, maybe if we could find, you know, a quiet room or something where we could have people, you know, people from our study group.
Yep.
Come by and like you and I just basically do a show together, but then like have them come by and chat for a couple of minutes or some kind of thing, because so many people we've already talked to and so many people we will talk to, and you know, people that in this field that are just generally important to the careers that you and I have forged
yeah.
are all together in one place.
Yep.
And we thought that would be really cool. And then of course, you know, we kind of put that in the burner as COVID happened and what's going to happen with IVEX.
Yeah.
Now that we know it's all virtual, we thought, hey, we could do a big Zoom hangout. And so again, I guess this is a very informal launch, or maybe just a tease, because we don't have a day or a time or anything like that. Yeah. But
well, we did talk about doing it at like 11 or 12 o'clock at night to
yeah.
kind of really kick off exactly when things happened.
Right. Yeah, for sure. So there'll be more details on that. We'll probably make a formal announcement hopefully in the next 2 weeks or so with the day and time.
Yeah, yeah, because it's going to be early September.
Yeah, and we'd love
September.
For, you know, any of our previous guests or those that we're going to have between now and then. We'd love for some of our study group people who are fans or followers of us.
Yeah.
you know, and then also our listeners just join and just like sit and have a beer and hang out and chat and like, you know, see what everybody's up to and see how everybody is doing. And, you know, because it's just going to be a very different IVEX and, you know, we can't all be together physically, but we can still all be together. So I thought that'd be, we thought that'd be a super cool deal. So
yeah, that would be, I think that would be a lot of fun to do.
Yeah.
So kind of a diversion from what we originally planned to do over IVEX, but you know, like you said, we got to do what we got to do.
Hello to, I don't know if I'm going to say this wrong, if it's Pate P813 or PDP 813, but hello to you. So also cool stuff. We're actually a business now.
Yeah, we're like legitimate. We got the approval. It's a Thursday afternoon. We got the approval that we are officially an LLC. Congratulations, buddy.
Yeah, cheers. Yeah. Cheers to that. And with that, you know, obviously we don't have a ton of money coming in. We have sponsors here and there, but the reason we wanted to do this and ultimately what we hope to do with sponsorship dollars, like Dave and I aren't doing this podcast to make money. That's not what we're not doing this to retire by any means. But I think ultimately if we had some money coming in, and I mean, yeah, it'd be great to have swag and all that stuff, but also like we would love to hold contests for people to take the VTNE contest. Yeah. People to, you know, help pay their way to go to a specialty conference to take their VTS exam, you know, those kinds of things and help do things with veterinary technicians that are out there, you know, trying to forge their way in this world. So, you know, ultimately I think that's what we would like to do and getting an LLC and getting that set up where we can actually then get a bank account and deposit some money and whatever else. I think that was kind of a big first.
Yeah.
That, so
well, and it's been a long time coming. We started talking about this, gosh, back
this year
in March, maybe May, yeah. March or April.
Yeah. So it's really cool to see that finally come to fruition. And actually, I had a schedule because it said first week of August.
Yeah. Yeah. It was supposed to be five weeks and it was only
three.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway,
maybe they got nothing else to do.
Yeah. So, you know, our hope was, again, with IVEX, you know, we had hoped to have some stuff printed up and some swag to give away. And frankly, not being able to be around people in person, like we can't really give stuff away, but we would love to do some stuff. But then also, like, be able to hold online contests and actually people taking exams and some of that kind of stuff. So that's kind of the reason we did that. And, you know, when we think about sponsorship or crowdfunding things or any of those things that we get into down the road, I just wanted our, you know, our listeners to know, like, that's what we're doing it for. Like it's not so that Dave and I can, you know, sit on a yacht and do the Vet Tech Cafe. it's so that we can help people pay for exams or pay for different things. And
I mean, that would be nice if we could do that.
But that's not going to happen.
We'd have both of our yachts at least 6 feet apart.
Yes. Yes. you know, I think also, Dave, a little bit of a somber note, I think we would be remiss if we didn't take this opportunity to talk about the loss of a family member, a veterinary community member, this past week of James Weaver.
Yeah.
He did his internship at a hospital you worked at previously. I think you would say, overlap time, is that
we missed each other, but from what, you know, I mean, what I've seen from all the posts of people that I know that still work there, you know, it's truly heartbreaking, and he made such an impact on their lives. Just I can't even imagine the atmosphere at that hospital right now, just everything that they're going through. I really feel bad for them, and you know, they're all super supportive of each other and clearly super supportive of James and his family. So you know, it's just another heartbreaking loss that speaking out and getting people help is really important right now. It's just hard to hear. And
yeah, it is.
And I, you know, it seemed like he was an intern. Again, I don't have like firsthand knowledge because I haven't really messaged anyone that I work with, just because I feel like this is not the time to be pressuring for information. That's not important right now. But from what I understand, he was an intern last year with them.
Yeah, this past year he was an in, I believe, a diagnostic imaging intern at Washington State.
Right, right. And he'd spent some time at VSH, the hospital that I used to work at. And, you know, a good friend of ours, Danny, still works there. It's, I just can't even imagine what they're going through right now. Just the trying to get through your day and having that cloud over your head is just going to be so impossible to deal with. I just can't imagine.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking stuff. And it's just all too common.
Way too common, yeah.
And, you know, I was talking with Molly about this the last couple of days because she's been out of work on quarantine this last week with me. And we talked a lot about mental health stuff and, you know, how her hospital does things, how Tufts does things. And, you know, thankfully both places have access to a social worker. But we were even talking, you know, she's a second year intern. You know, she's the same year. She went to Tufts. He went to Ohio State, but she's the same year as what,
right.
You know, she regularly meets with the social worker at her hospital as counselor. The social worker actually asked her, like, hey, you know, how do we get these interns to talk to me,
basically? Yeah.
And I said, like, you know, for people that this isn't a normal thing to talk to a counselor, it's not going to be a normal thing to reach out for help.
Yeah.
And I said, like, I almost think they need to require that they check in with the interns every 3 months, every 4 months, 6 months, once throughout the whole year, whatever it is. And of course, that conversation is only going to go as far as whatever that intern, that doctor, that tech, whoever it is, it's only going to go as far as the information they provide.
Right.
And you know, I've seen tons of posts this week. I'm sure you have as well, that we are very good at wearing our armor.
Yeah.
You know, we don't let our shields down ever at all. And so
it's because letting your shield down is weakness and you don't want to be weak.
Right. And that is exactly what we have to get past, is that, man, like, and I don't know if it's, people are worried about repercussions from their jobs. You know, I know Joe talked about that in his episode, that it is actually confidential. And in his position as, you know, a manager, he never hears anything, you know, that goes on between a staff member and you know, social worker or counselor or anything like that. Like, it is absolutely.
Well, that's the way it should be, right?
That's that's the whole point. But I don't know if sometimes people don't say anything because they're concerned about, like, is this going to get back to my boss? Or is it just like, I have my shields up and I'm just not going to talk. I don't know what it is. And really, again, that conversation is only going to go as far as that intern, that staff member, that doctor, whoever it is, whatever they're willing to share.
I kind of have I could be wrong in this, but, you know, just trying to put myself in the shoes of someone that would be going through this and try to understand that by the time you get to the point where you need help, by the time you need to go get counseling or you need therapy, by the time you realize that, how big is that burden? It's huge, right? It's massive.
Huge.
The thought of going to somebody to say, okay, I'm going to get help, and having to unpack all of that stuff.
Right.
Like, you can't just say, I'm feeling depressed this week.
No.
You've got to say, I'm feeling depressed this week. And last week it was this. And 2 weeks ago it was this. And when I was growing up, this happened with my father, or this happened with my mother, or my best friend killed themselves. And it's just by the time you get to the point where you need that help, there's just so much involved. Not to say that it's more work than it's worth, because clearly it's worth it. But just to unpack all of that baggage is got to be
terrifying.
Terrifying and exhausting, just exhausting, just thinking about trying to come to the point of where did this start and why is this bad now? It's just got to be, that's my thought of why things don't get taken care of, is because the unpacking of that is just such a huge task. It's a huge task.
And the thing is as more time goes by, it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I want to say hello to Yarn Freak, who just joined. That's my mom. Oh, hi, Mom.
Yes, Mom.
But yeah, like, it's, yeah. And, you know, especially when you're an intern, you know, which I would never have known before my time at Tufts, because now I actually work with interns and residents, and those are the, I mean, we have faculty, but they don't actually, like, really see cases in our department. They're just kind of there for oversight and help. it's the interns and the residents that are seeing all this. And the interns are there for a year. The residents are there for 3 years. And right. So it's like, I just got to get through this year. I just got to get through, you know, this amount of time, and then I can go to this place and things will be different. Things will be better. Things will be whatever. Sometimes you get there and it's just not.
Well, and I just think of that year for an intern. You've just graduated vet school. Now you're going to go work at a practice for a year.
Yeah.
Roughly a year.
Yeah.
And your schedule is all over the place, especially at where I was at. You know, 1 week they were during the day. Then they spent 2 weeks working overnights and then back to during the day. Then, you know, every now and then they had a week off. But so the schedule change is just enough to make this whole experience exhausting. And then what do they get paid?
Right.
They get paid less than we do
to
be interns.
Yeah.
So trying to survive, trying to become a doctor, trying to get better, trying to get smart. All of those pressures are so...
I mean, it's public information, but I think it toughs a rotating intern's $32,000.
Yeah, yeah.
Per year. And keep in mind, you just come out of school easily over $250,000 in debt.
Yeah, easily, yeah.
Granted, that's a year, and you have earning potential, and you have all of this stuff. But, like, there are people that, you know, if you're a large animal vet or if you're a mixed animal vet in rural America, you know, $50,000 might be is where you top out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, there's all that stress on top of it. And I mean, there's so many different things to it. And then you've just graduated vet school, as you've said, and now you're in this incredibly busy environment.
Yeah.
You know, you're learning how to be a doctor and clients are yelling at you and
imposter syndrome probably rampant in the interns.
Yeah. So it just, it's a very broken system. And then, you know, if you throw on top of that, it's not, thank you for doing this. It's you're lucky to be doing this.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's the mentality.
Yeah. And
if you don't want this spot, there's probably 100 that do.
Yeah.
See ya.
Yeah.
It just, man. Yeah. I'm so, so glad Molly doesn't want to do a residency. Just wants to get out to work because it's a life I would not wish on anybody.
No, no. I mean, just financially, it's got to be crushing just to,
so
without scholarships and money coming in, it's got to be impossible.
Yeah. So anyway, our hearts go out
to
James Weaver, his family, his friends, his colleagues, his classmates. You know, I went down the rabbit hole of looking at his social media the day I found out, and to a person, they described him as the life of the party.
Yeah.
He was an internationally touring musician.
And a bow tie fan.
Bow tie fan.
Right up your alley.
Yeah. So sounds like he was really, a really, really incredible person, and our field is mourning that for sure. And
yeah.
We would be remiss if we didn't say our hearts go out to those that have been affected by his loss.
Yeah.
With that, I feel like we should kind of transition to something positive.
Let's try.
Right. So, how about you? What do you got?
Well, I'm just going to go back to Rita because everything she posted, I thought in my heart that I had done a lot of looking into Black history and looking into educating myself about some of these things that I've not been educated about. And I thought I had done a pretty good job at looking into these things. And the post that Rita made where she was talking to the group, something that hit home with me, and what she said was that a lot of times when we hear the words Black history, what do we think of? We think of slavery. That is the wrong way to be looking at it. Yes, that's a big part of it. But there's so many other civil rights accomplishments that happened. She mentioned Rosa Parks. She mentioned Claudia Colvin, John Langston, who was the first Black lawyer and the first Black person elected to public office. And also she mentioned that there was a Black Wall Street in Durham. We've heard about the Black Wall Street in Tulsa because of what happened in Tulsa earlier a couple months ago, but apparently there's one here in Durham as well, which I'm going to start looking into. So just the education that she gave us, again, Rita, thank you so much for all that. You know, it kind of goes back to people that don't know, they don't know what they don't know. Everything that I've looked into and tried to educate myself on is only a small dent into what I actually need to be doing. So it just encouraged me to say, there's a lot more that I can learn. What do you got?
I'm gonna go a little bit different direction. I'm gonna say I go back to work tomorrow, which I'm excited about. But just career transition and frankly the unknown. I have 2 weeks left at Tufts. My last day is Wednesday, July 29th of a full time employee. I'm trying to work stuff out with them to do per diem. They're not really letting outside per diem employees come into the hospital.
Yeah.
Reasons, but given that I've been there as a full-time employee, hopefully that'll be
well. And you were also tested positive at one point too, so
you know that. But then, kind of as we have an eye towards California, Molly's been talking to clinics. And, you know, I've been talking to a couple of clinics, have a couple opportunities there. Also, the teaching realm, the school I taught at before I left California has expressed interest in me coming back to that. Molly and I went to dinner last night for our anniversary, and she asked me point blank if I wanted to leave veterinary medicine and go work at a brewery, if I'd be happy. and I mean, I can't imagine how many times on this podcast in this format I've said like, yes.
Yeah.
I don't know whether or not that's a reality. That's certainly not an avenue I'm pursuing at this point, but I'm just excited about the unknown and what,
yeah.
You know, what the next few months are going to hold and do different things, see things in a different way, get back to California to family and friends, you know, that I left behind there and just kind of, you know, see what comes up, see what sprouts up, see what other opportunities may present themselves and then, you know, kind of make a decision from there.
You're going to miss all that great weather in New England.
Man, it's hot today here.
Is it?
This weird day called summer. It's in the 90s here. It's hot. It's humid. It feels like summer. We went out today on the boat and the ocean was like 75 degrees. It was 80 degrees in the bay. It was hot.
Yeah.
Water was nice and it was great. But I'm looking forward to getting back to California too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just excited about what that is going to look like over the next couple of months. And, you know, obviously that's its own stress and anxiety, you know, the fear of the unknown, but is excitement and we'll see what happens.
Maybe we'll have to talk to the people at Vet Tech Cafe and see if you can do an Instagram takeover.
Yeah, we'll have to do that. If nothing else, you know, when Molly and I are on the road and moving, we'll have to do a live from the road somewhere.
Yeah, do a live from the car.
From the Grand Canyon or from somewhere, we'll see. But anyway. Well, I think we should wrap up because we've been...
Yeah, this is a long one.
But we talked about there's a lot going on right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And stuff we wanted to cover. So anyway, thanks for those that, that joined or said hello. Hello, vet nurse Hannah for signing on. This will be, on our YouTube channel. Of course it'll be on Instagram. Dave, I don't know. Are you planning on posting this as an episode?
I might as well.
Might as well. Yeah. Sounds
long enough.
Yeah. So we'll have that out soon. We have another interview coming up this week. Really excited about. So that episode will post a week from tomorrow, next Sunday. And yeah. So otherwise, I think everybody else out there, just do the best you can.
Yeah.
If you need help,
get help if you need it.
Get help if you need it. I'm not for us, but just as a shameless plug to like get help if you need it. Go to BetterHelp.com.
Yeah.
And you can do counseling right from the privacy of your own home. At least check it out. And if you do betterhelp.com/vettechcafe, you get 10% off your first month. But the bottom line is, whatever it is, if you need help, get help. Because not one more vet.
Like we
can't do it.
Can't do it.
We cannot keep having this conversation.
Yeah.
And you know, we our last episode was about bullying in the workplace, which is rampant, and like we just can't. We're going to keep talking about it because it's the problem.
It's not going away anytime soon. So we've got to bring it to light.
We're not going to go away.
No.
Yeah. So anyway, be well out there. We hope everybody's doing well and surviving and getting through things. And we'll talk to you guys again soon.
Stay safe, guys.
All right. Have a good one, everybody.
Bye.